need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour, if you got questions, we're wide open. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. And thanks again to Charles Vest, Talking Hemp, CBD, and all kinds of good stuff. Lifestyle, and we talk healing here. And we want to help you to do that as well as we go on the air for another hour of broadcast healing. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to our syndicator, GCN, and, of course, our online syndicator, we could call it, naturalnewsradio.com, and Mike Adams. Now, yesterday on the air, just want to let you know, we covered on a show that I don't usually do except when he asked. Richard Pearl asked me to host his show, and we talked a lot about MERS, M-E-R-S. I've got a question of the day about it. We'll get to in a little bit. Also, a question about lupus sometime this hour we'll get to. But first and foremost, as we're getting closer and closer to Autism One, the big conference in Chicago near O'Hare at the Intercontinental Hotel, I have asked my good buddy Paul Bertiero also to join us up there. So we're going to have Robert's Water, the Echo 7, up there with us. It's going to be awesome if you haven't plugged into this to kind of sense what this is doing for the body. But we need to talk about autism this hour as we crank it up here. And there's a story about, well, the environment. The environment, you say. Don't say. You don't say. Yes, we say. We've been saying it for how long? The environment is that environment out there. It's also the environment in here, inside your body. And they operate on the same principles, the same laws apply. And the dunderheaded doctor, scientists have been claiming, oh, autism, it's not vaccines, not vaccines, not vaccines, it's genes. It's all in your genes. You have a genetic predisposition to whatever. And suddenly now it's exploding everywhere, like diabetes exploding everywhere.
Right.
Because it's just your genes. Like there's something called a genetic pandemic.
Right.
Right, the flu. Oh, my gosh, what happened? How did all these genes express suddenly? Like, it doesn't. The thing is, it's a lie. There's no such thing as a genetic pandemic or epidemic. And this study that has just come out is acknowledging the role of the environment. They're saying it. They're kind of tiptoeing towards where we have been, where we are.
They're getting closer.
They're getting closer. We'll give them props for that. Environmental factors are more important than previously thought in leading to autism. As big a factor as genes.
Whoa, so wait a minute. So now they've come to the conclusion that environmental factors are equal with genes.
Yeah.
So listen, that is progress, because it used to be, no, it's just genes, right?
Right, correct, yeah.
Now it's equal. Interesting. Yeah.
Sven Sanden, who worked on the study at King's College London and Sweden's Karolinska Institute, said it was prompted by a very basic question which parents often ask. If I have a child with autism, what is the risk my next child will too? And the findings are published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, suggesting heritability is only half the story, with the other half explained by environmental factors. Now, they're calling them birth complications, socioeconomic status, or parental health and lifestyle.
Now, the socioeconomic status thing, that interests me.
Why does that
it
interest
does.
You? Why?
It interests me because you see this a lot in the health headlines where they're saying that people of this minority group, you know, are affected by this more. Even if you go to what we talked about, diabetes, last hour, where they were saying that the reason why we're seeing the explosion of diabetes in children is because of the growing minority population.
God, man, it's amazing, isn't it?
You know what I'm saying? Socioeconomic status is responsible for autism as well.
Right. How, you know, I guess that's an environmental issue, but it isn't at the same time, except that maybe your socioeconomic status lends you to certain environments that others
don't. And I can see that. I suppose I can see that, that if you're in a lower income, you live in a lower income neighborhood where perhaps maybe your environment is not as, you know, beneficial from a health perspective, whether it's the food that you have access to eat, or, you know, you're in the inner city and you're surrounded by pollution and toxins more than you would be if you had a higher income and you could live in a rural area away from that. I guess I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, of course. Now, the environment being as important as genes, of course, we have been well beyond that for a long time here in recognizing the true cause of autism is an overwhelming environmental toxicity. And that is largely introduced by the medical monopoly, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Their main sacrament on that church altar is through the needling of children, vaccination. And when they say this aspect of birth complications, I define birth complications as injecting the baby hours old with hepatitis B vaccine.
Right.
That to me is a birth complication brought on intentionally by a doctor or nurse who may just claim to be following orders as if they hadn't heard of Nuremberg post-Nazi Germany, injecting toxic poisons that you wouldn't put in their baby bottle. Tell me, who's going to put mercury in their baby bottle on purpose? They would be charged with attempted murder. How about extra aluminum? How about foreign DNA from animals or aborted fetal tissue? Would you put that in their baby bottle? Would you? Huh, Doc? Would you? How about some formaldehyde? Would you put that in the baby bottle? No? But you'd inject it into them? Birth complications, yes. Avoid doctors that do this. Avoid hospitals that do this if you can. Or if you go into a hospital, make sure your birth plan is complete with bodyguards for your baby. Do not let your baby out of your sight or their sight, because they will. Oops, we didn't know. We meant, the needle slipped. It was an accident. We didn't mean to inject. I know you didn't want it. They're going to find a way to do it, and a whole heck of a lot of other things that are not beneficial. When we have Joni Abbott on the show. By the way, did you hear, is she going to host Thursday's show for me? You think?
I do believe she is, yes.
Okay, Joni, she loves the topic. She's just our go-to gal when it comes to birthing issues. And, you know, the biggest birthing issue for me is the medicalization of childbirth. This is not to say there's never a complication that would not require some form of intervention, but the reality is to medicalize all childbirth is to increase the risk of childhood disease, ailments, even mortality, rather than, here's what we got to do. We got to step back and look at the environment, sort of like this article is hinting at. And say it plays a bigger, even if you just say it plays a bigger role than we thought, than genes or equal to it.
Hmm.
Then everything you got to look at is say, if you can't control the gene part of it, which you've already made the baby, then don't you think that 100% of your efforts at that point should be in the environment? Making sure that mom and dad, even before you have the baby, or even attempt to have the baby, that you clean up your body, like Dr. Roy Dittman talks about in Brighton Baby, the Brighton Baby. By the way, Dr. Dittman will be with us at Autism One. We might get him on between now and then as well, in Chicago, the 21st of May through the 25th.
Yeah.
You think, you know, we can focus 100% of our efforts? Does that make sense? You can't. What are you going to do about the genes?
It totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. It's something that just kind of hit me as I was looking at this. You know, the question that they posed at the beginning of this article is parents asking, well, if I have one child with autism, what is the risk of my next child having autism going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems kind of obvious to me that, you know, if we're looking at the environment, if you have a child and your child develops autism, well, if you have a second child, one would have to assume that second child probably lives in the same house, is probably exposed to the same environmental factors, probably, I mean, just assume they're you're probably going to vaccinate that child the same as you did the first child. You're going to feed that child the same food that you fed the other child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the environment is identical, then I would say there's a pretty good chance that that child could also get autism as well. I think if they were going to have a valid study here, They would have to have a family that had a child. Then with the second child, did something completely different than what they did with the first child. Don't vaccinate mm-hmm. the child. Feed them, you know, organic, you know, yes. pesticide-free food. Nice. Live in an area with less pollution. You know, and do something completely different if you're going to try and look for some valid results that make sense. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Amen, Super Don. Very well said. This guy, Avi Reichenberg of the Mount Sinai Seaver Center for Autism Research, he worked on this study while he was at King's College London. He said he was surprised by the results. He did not expect the importance of environmental factors to be so strong. Go back to school. I'm taking away your degree. If that's you were surprised. He says this, recent research efforts have tended to focus on genes, but it's now clear that we need much more research to focus on identifying what these environmental factors are. You dunderhead, heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, toxic poisons, antibiotics. Good Lord, these are the experts? I'm not sorry. It's like one of those things. Don't apologize. I'm just speaking the truth. My truth, maybe it's yours, maybe we share it. Maybe that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Maybe that's why we both speak out against the use of aspartame as well. Aspartame's back in the news. Real quick here, let's squeeze it in. New study, FDA-approved levels of aspartame distort brain function and kill brain cells. Anybody? You still eating yogurt and feeding yogurt to your kids with aspartame? Do you still have the brain cells that God may have granted you to see that that's a lunatic idea to be drinking diet sodas? It's like, what do you have, a death wish or a brain death wish? Stop it. There are so many other things that you can drink. You don't have to resort to aspartame, NutraSweet, equal-laced soft drinks, or yogurts. There's more than enough scientific evidence to know that you the breakdown components being formaldehyde, formic acid, DKP, and what else do we have? Methanol, wood alcohol. Not good to drink. Nobody. Kids especially.
And this is nothing new. This is nothing new. I mean, you've been saying this for how long now, right?
Since the 90s, when I took over the airwaves in 1999, when we started Jumpstart Your Health all the way back then. All right, well, we got to take a break here. ADHD medicines. They're still prescribing them like they're candy to kids. Do they know about the long-term effects? Or are they still in question? And if so, why would they still be prescribing them like candy? We'll get to that also. More concerns about what? Lupus. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends. RobertScottBell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, so a lot of the information we talk about from time to time. Well, who am I kidding? All the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's also in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book by TMB and RSB. Mm-hmm. And Charles had read it already. It's a very easy read, but very practical, giving you insights, information, and things you can actually implement today to change your life, change your future now, including your gastrointestinal health, which is, quite honestly, the source of a lot of the problems that are happening here, including ADHD. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Oh, man, I wish we had Smell-O-Vision or Smell-O-Rama right now on the radio. Oh, my.
Is something being cooked in the kitchen or something?
Oh, my God. My wife and my daughter put together organic banana nut chocolate chip muffins. And
what?
It's just wafting through the Robert Scott Bell Show studios, and I'm just like, you know, what was it the other day I had to eat on the air? My wife comes in with organic watermelon. It's like
watermelon, that's right.
It's sabotage, I tell you. They're sabotaging me on the air.
And it's like, it's almost like you have ADHD, you know? It's like you're sitting there starting to talk, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. And
squirrel.
My son just handed me a note that the only good type of heavy metal is Metallica. Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah,
I love talking with your son. Every once in a while, he'll just pop in and say, hey, Super Don, you know, did you hear the latest song from blah, blah, blah?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. He's a teenager rediscovering or discovering for the first time the music of the 80s, the 70s, some of the 90s.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. Yeah. Exactly. Now, ADHD, heavy metal, yes, that plays a role in it. But it's interesting to note, it should be at least, that scant, and this is the word they use in this article that Reuters put out, scant research has been done on the long-term safety of drugs for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. According to a new analysis, look at millions of Americans taking them now for decades, and scant research has been done to provide evidence of safety. Isn't that incredible? You know, anytime they would argue and criticize us for speaking out against their drugs because they don't have science to back it up, they would claim that we're unscientific because we dare to use the plants of creation, that we perceive that vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, fats, amino acids are actually better for the body than synthetic poisons, toxins that are patented for, you know, extraordinary monopoly profits through the Fear and Death Administration.
All right.
The United States Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, CDC&P, estimates that 11% of American children between the ages of 4 and 17, 6.4 million have been diagnosed with this as of 2011. Half of those were taking drugs. And I mentioned
That's an interesting date, though, Robert. I'm sorry to interrupt, but they say as of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this, you know, the ADHD, or, you know, it used to be just ADD.
Right.
And then they changed it to ADHD. But that's, I mean, this didn't just start in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
They've been prescribing these drugs for
a long time.
A long time before 2011.
With no scientific basis. And by the way, when you go to RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, please sign up there because you're going to miss out on some opportunities to get some stuff that are, well, we pay for somehow, but you get for free. But you got to watch the videos. One of them, in fact, is my latest interview with Jerry Doyle on The Jerry Doyle Show. And one of the things I talked about were these psychiatric medicines, ADHD drugs as well. That there is no blood test, there's no urine test, there's no saliva test, there's no hair analysis test that can determine that you have a deficiency of Ritalin or any other psychiatric drug. And yet they claim the mantle of science. And the evidence here, they don't even have the science to support the long-term use of this for kids, for anyone. And that's horrific. Because these are the experts, these are the ones that have so-called legitimacy in the eyes of the mainstream media. That media is bought and sold with very few exceptions, including the show I've been on and Ty Bollinger has been on, our good friend Carol Alt, A Healthy You, which now is on 4 o'clock Saturdays. Evidently, they filled the gap on Sunday, so now it's 4 o'clock Eastern time on Saturdays. So Danish researchers, after reviewing short-term studies examining adverse events of ADHD drugs, are also calling for long-term safety studies. They point out that drug manufacturers funded almost all of the studies and that a majority of the authors received, guess what, money from the drug companies that produce the medications.
Oy vey, man. I mean, we have talked about this, obviously, for years. You know, and this whole thing, I think it started like in the 1990s is when they really started pushing this stuff. And, I mean, how many years is that? I mean, even if you call it 2000, you know, it's the last 14 years.
I think we need that gastrointestinal vibrating pill.
Yeah.
You feel better? You feel better? Good Lord, man. We should give them to all of these constipated doctors and so-called scientists that are poisoning our children. Also increasing the incidence of, autism. We're going to reverse it, of course, at Autism One. Dr. Batar will be with us. And more, Autism One, 21st through the 25th. And then again on the Navy Pier, June 7th and 8th in Chicago. For a big event from our friends at mycompassion.org. Stick around for that and a lot more coming up on The Robert Scott Bell Show after this brief break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Sorry, guys. I'm weak. I couldn't help myself. I'm still chewing.
You're eating a muffin, aren't you?
Yeah, I couldn't help. It's just like if you had the smell wafting into your sinus cavity, you'd be like, I've got to have one. And I did. Thank you, honey.
Sorry.
You might have to do this show from this point out because I'm eating. I'm a bad host. I'm eating.
Eating on the air. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, it's got these raw chocolate chips. They're not raw anymore because they had to be cooked within the muffin, but organic bananas, organic, I think walnuts as well. So good.
See, I'm gonna be like that teacher that everybody had in elementary school, and I'm gonna ask you, did you bring enough for everybody?
I don't know. Raise your hands out there if you want one. All right. Anyway, Robert Scott Bell Show, cranking it up on a Sunday. That's what we do. 6 days a week, though, five additional days of the week, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 Eastern, first airing, downloadable archives through what? GCN, our syndicator, naturalnewsradio.com as well, and rebroadcast through UK Health Radio and Digital Radio Dash 103. Down under. That's right.
Down under.
That's where you would have to eat the muffin upside down.
There you go.
All right. So we.
Yes. Anyway.
We got to get to a very serious story. This is a guy I would love to interview. This guy is the U.S. Representative Steve Stockman from the 36th District in Texas. He put out a press release April 29th through the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, is also publishing this. Congressman's bill to stop federal funding for medical centers targeting kids like Justina Pelletier. Now, this story of Justina is an amazing story. We've been covering it since just about the beginning of the crisis, thanks to Bo Berman, the Fox TV news reporter locally there in Connecticut, where the family took this child to Boston Children's Hospital on an emergency visit, already been under the care of some doctors from Tufts. And the diagnostic disagreement resulted in this child being taken and being made a ward of the state. This is the short version of the story. But basically what this congressman did is followed this and observed other cases where the state and child protective services or agencies have clearly overstepped their bounds and may be serving a different master, maybe not interested in the health and safety of the child, nor whether there really is genuine abuse within the families. And putting them in as wards of the state into specific hospitals that are also research hospitals. And what happens then? These research hospitals gain another patient for their studies.
Guinea pig.
Guinea pig. They gain a guinea pig. And this is what's happening. It is not an isolated case. Even the case of Boston Children's Hospital and Pelletier, we found, happened before. And it will happen again until something like this. Steve Stockman out of Texas puts a bill that says we need to stop funding these organizations through the NIH, these hospitals, that are willing to take children away from the parents, or the parents, or the children, I should say, that are orphaned, and convert them into drug guinea pigs. And you think I'm exaggerating? No. Go back to what Liam Sheff covered many years ago with the Incarnation Children's Center, the ICC in New York, where they took these orphans and forced them onto AIDS or HIV drugs. And the ones that wouldn't cooperate, they'd literally open up a hole in their stomach and directly throw a tube in there to poison them with AZT and other drugs.
Right.
And children died from this. This is horrific. This is abuse beyond all levels of abuse. And it's pharmaceutical abuse. It's medical abuse. It's doctor abuse. And you look at this ward of the state scenario where these children now have seemingly no rights of refusal, no informed consent, because what orphan can give you informed consent, or what disease, even teenager, could technically give you informed consent without parents' participation?
Right.
They become research rats, guinea pigs. And the taxpayers are funding the systematic drugging of our nation's most vulnerable children. Now, I mentioned about ADHD drugs and psychiatric drugs. This Congressman Steve Stockman acknowledges this as well, and he says there is a disturbing link between the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, and drug companies. A study from Tufts University found that that of the 170 DSM panel members, 95, that's over 50%, 56% had one or more financial association with a company in the drug industry that would benefit by the findings of the DSM to medicalize and pharmaceuticalize an emotion or a mental aberration, as it would be defined. 100% of the members of the panels on mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. And the same doctors alleging medical neglect have a financial incentive to give these dangerous drugs to children by any means necessary. You see that? The corruption and the poisoning of children. I said this on the Jerry Doyle show the other night. Look at how a nation treats its children, and you can tell about the nation's worthiness even to exist. I'm telling you, it's horrible. And now, I'm saying this, but I am not arguing for socialism. Because in many ways, when the government takes you or takes your children away from you and puts them in as wards of the state, that's the ultimate form of socialism, is it not? Government becomes your mommy and your daddy. And they would experiment on these children because very few percentage-wise of moms and dads would ever allow this to happen to their children. Yet the government does not have that same level of care and concern and defense of the integrity of this child, the life of this child. And so we're at a point now where the American people have got to stand up and realize the great danger is medical fascism, is the medical monopoly, which has been granted its special status due to the favors given it by government. Government that has been purchased by multinational companies with no allegiance to any nation or state. Monopoly cannot exist without the blessing and the guns of government, the force of government. So those of you on the political left who think government is the solution to this problem, they are complicit in the creation of this problem. Those of you who are on the right who want to defend drug companies as some bastion of free market capitalism, they are not. They are the ultimate nanny state, corporatism, welfare state on a global scale where the taxpayers of America fund the profitability of the drug industry that then takes these children, maybe your children, as wards of the state to become guinea pigs in these experiments. I don't know what more I can say, but I hope you are as disgusted as I am in having to cover this story, except for the good works here of this Steve Stockman, who I'd love to interview.
I hate to try and make people feel more disgusted about this, but in this letter that he wrote, there's a statistic here that I think both you and I, when we looked at this, you're kind of like, huh? Because the numbers are just outrageous. You know, he writes in here, talking about the Justina Pelletier case not being the first case that people have become aware of. And he says here, you know, he poses a question. How bad is the problem? He says 8 million children are on some type of psychotropic drug. Now, that alone is huge. 8 million children.
No basis for it.
You break that down, and in that 8 million are 120,000 babies under the age of one. A baby under the age of one on a psychotropic drug. How in the hell can you diagnose a baby under the age of one being in the need of a psychotropic drug because of some type of psychological or mental issue?
Right.
How do you do that?
This delegitimizes, or should, just about the entire medical profession, certainly the allopathic realm of psychiatric profession. As I said, there was a time, and I said this on the Jerry Doyle show, God bless Jerry for having me on again after what I talk about with him. There's no basis to prescribe this to a teenager, much less an adult, because there's no definitive blood test, biological marker test of any kind to determine you have a deficiency of this drug that can somehow rebalance something that's imbalanced. The use of a drug like this in a child under the age of one, whoever does this needs to be taken and strung up. There is just no basis. I mean, again, we got Nazi medicine happening in 21st century America. The finale of the letter from Congressman Steve Stockman to his colleagues to try and get this bill moving through, I would like to invite you and join with me to sponsor legislation that will withhold all funding from the National Institute of Health from going to institutions, agencies, or medical facilities that do not respect the rights of parents and children. Many state agencies and institutions have been incentivized to treat children who are wards of the state as second-class citizens, violating their natural civil rights. In many instances, these agencies have also violated constitutional due process in taking children from their parents. This bill will remove that financial incentive. Congressman Steve Stockman. God bless you, Congressman Stockman. And I hope others will pick up on this. It's something we will follow up on.
It needs to be done. I mean, obviously needs to be done. Now, we've been doing this for a while, Robert. You've been doing it longer than I have.
Yeah.
What are the odds that Congressman Steve Stockman is going to be able to go up against the NIH and succeed in getting this bill through?
I don't know.
We'll hope.
We'll get him on. We'll pray for this, too. Listen, there's good news also. By the way, omega-3 essential fatty acids, detox heavy metals, it's the same thing. Get the gut in order. Stop vaccinating these children. You're poisoning them. You're intoxicating their nervous system as well as their gut. You're damaging their gut. CBD, cannabidiol for these babies that are being drugged out of life itself. Hey, good news out of UCLA hospital there. I am shocked by this. They must have fired all their dietitians. Why do I say that? Because UCLA has switched up the food that they're serving in their hospital. Yeah, they have actually switched over to antibiotic-free, bovine growth hormone-free, grass-fed beef. Did I read that right? Is that real? This can't
be
true.
It is real.
Their overuse of antibiotics in meat finally comes to fore in the hospital setting where they are overprescribing antibiotics to the people who eat there. Oi!
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy dilla. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's Water, the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's Water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo Water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Brookie water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
All right, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, about to wrap up for the day. But that's okay. We got five additional days of the week. Dr. Batar joins us for Advanced Medicine Monday. I'm going to hook up with Ty Bollinger after the show today and get some going on his cancer documentary series. And that's going to be great. And let's see what else we got. We got questions of the day. How about questions from you, the listener? If you don't get us online on the air, 866-939-2355, you can always leave a message. And sometimes there will be hidden and sometimes very direct messages in our video, on our videos that we do through RSBL Media Channel on YouTube. And if you haven't signed up, it's free. Or go there and watch. You don't have to sign, just go there and watch RSBL Media Channel on YouTube. Occasionally, Super Don pulls a rabbit out of his hat or a supplement that he'll give away to you for free.
That's right.
Yeah, it could happen, but you got to watch. So there we go. Questions of the day. Why did you cover that story about vibrating laxatives? I'm deeply offended, Robert. Why did no? I'm just making that up. No one's offended by that.
I love that.
That was a hilarious story.
I imagine, you know, hanging out with some guys, you know, and suddenly Joe, your friend next to you, Joe, is somebody trying to give you a call? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? Not me.
You're not using that new vibrating pill, are you, Joe? No, I'm not.
Excuse me while I have to go to the bathroom.
I'll be right back.
No, it is not my... No, I'm not going down to the underpants road on that one. But again, get to the restroom on time. Evidently, it works. It causes a laxative effect. But one of the stranger stories we've covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, we had a question earlier on MERS, M-E-R-S. Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, I dispute whether they actually know what is the cause. They claim it's a coronavirus, but if they're determining it through polymerase chain reaction, PCR test, it's nonsense. It's made up. It's a toxicological disorder. It's pollution. And, of course, it's happening. Why such a high degree of mortality? Because the people who are suffering from it are either A, immunocompromised already, B, elimination pathway compromised, liver, kidneys, lymph, etc., or C, they've been made that way by modern medicine and their treatments for this so-called respiratory syndrome. Now, whether you believe it's a virus or not, the same things we would utilize, like silver hydrosol, like oxygenation. That's why I interviewed Ed McCabe yesterday on Richard Pearl's show in South Florida. You can utilize all of these things to boost immunity, but remember, if you've got cytokine storms in the immune response process, you don't necessarily want to hyperstimulate that. So you don't want to boost immunity, you want to modulate immunity. So we looked at things like beta-1,3-D glucan for Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com, modulates immunity. And by the way, you can get Unlock the Power to Heal from them. They have it along with Ty Bollinger's book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, and Monumental Myths. Great stuff from my good friends up there in Atlanta. Better Way Health. But silver hydrosol, nebulizing it into the lungs. You want to enhance liver function. Yes, coffee enema, Super Don. So don't you dare get MERS or else I will make sure that you are doing something you don't want to do. Okay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're still using the
that's not the sound of an enema, no.
And the thing is, once it's on, you can't turn it off until it leaves. That's the scary part of it. Wait, I'm done. It's still going. How do I turn it off? Okay, now, one more question of the day, and this relates to the lupus question. My daughter has lupus. Would the book Unlock the Power to Heal be helpful to her? Yes, yes, it would, because everything in there is about bringing the power to heal back to you. And lupus is systemic inflammation. We reduce inflammation and unlock the power to heal. Do you have any suggestions as to what she could take to help with this problem? With lupus, again, silver, modulate immunity. I would look to the beta-1-3-D glucan. I would look to Carnivora, carnivora.com. My wife has been taking the Carnivora capsules. I think she's doing 6 a day now. She is feeling better than she has in years. You know, the CBD has helped her with the pain issue. The Carnivora is pumping up everything else. It's just been an amazing thing to see. She's been doing her trampoline lymphatic exercises again like she hasn't been able to do in 2 years. So excited.
And you know what? In addition to Carnivora, CBD mm-hmm. is very helpful with lupus as well.
Yes, absolutely. Again, immune modulation, reduction of inflammation, taking out the anxiousness and the anxiety associated with the neurological, agitation. Extraordinary things that you can do with the CBD from HempMedsPX.com. Now, of course, we see immune dysregulation related to a deficiency of selenium. We talked about selenium, getting it from the right source. JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com has got it, 866-424-1077. Also talk about detoxification. What kind of water are you drinking? In my opinion, it's not enough to purify. Yes, you want to filter and purify, but structure, alkalize, ionize. The Echo 7 is available now through robertswater.com. Paul Barrettiero is going to join us up there in Chicago for the Autism One Conference, so that's exciting too. Well, we're out of time, folks. We'll be back. Check out the Ars Bell Media Channel a little later. We may have Ty on it as well. The power to heal is yours. Back tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.